Hello?
Hi, this is Will from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your opinion. Are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
Yes.
Thank you. What is your current official party voter registration on file? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. House Bill 49, currently being considered by the Florida legislature, proposes to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on a high school, on school night, and more than 30 hours in a school week. Do you support or oppose this bill?
Oppose it.
Thank you so much. The Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Would you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names? Do you support or oppose?
So they're trying to stop the crime victims from having their name published?
Exactly.
Oh, I support that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. Some police officers previously claimed they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Would you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names, but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names? Do you support or oppose?
That's under the qualified immunity law. I don't know. I pass on that one.
Okay, thank you. Do you feel your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high, a little high, about right, or low?
High, much too high.
Thank you. In terms of providing public services, do you feel state and local government in Florida spend tax revenue in a wasteful manner or in an
yes.
efficient manner?
Wasteful.
Thank you. A shortage of veterinarians have made it harder for pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. Would you support or oppose state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment? Do you support or oppose?
I'm not so sure that's the purpose.
Okay.
Pass.
Okay. The cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of the reach of pet owners. Would you support or oppose legislation to expand the availability to telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need to expensive trips to emergency animal hospitals? Do you support or oppose?
No, I oppose it. You cannot diagnose like that over a telehealth.
Thank you. Telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night and weekends when most clinics are closed. Telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. Do you support or oppose expanding legal options to veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine? Do you support or oppose?
I don't know about that. I'd have to do more research.
Okay, thank you. Veterinary PAs are like physician's assistants trained to support veterinarians. Will you support or oppose a state law establishing the veterinary profession, associate profession, enabling people with a master's degree in veterinary care and reform routine checkups, diagnosis, procedures, and treatments while under the supervision of a licensed veterinarian? Do you support or oppose?
I oppose that. I oppose it. I have two master's degrees. They don't get the training, though.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you believe state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed and online newspaper on a regular basis? They should or they should not?
Say that again. I mean,
okay, do you believe state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed and online newspaper on a regular basis?
Yes, they should be required.
Okay, thank you. How likely do you think you will be to seek out public notices if they were posted on the government website and not available in a printed or online newspaper? Will you be very likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
I would be very highly likely if there was something I needed to look up.
Okay, thank you.
I would go first.
Thank you so much. A recent study found out that Florida's vacation rental industry generates over $31 billion in state economic activity each year. How important do you feel vacation rentals are for Florida's economy? Are they very important?
Obviously, very important.
Okay. Thank you so much. Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out their primary home on a short-term basis when they are out of town?
Well, it has a lot to do with where they live. If they're in a HOA, no.
Okay, thank you. Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out a secondary home or investment property as a vacation
rental?
You can't
say that blanket. No, because if it's in an HOA community, the law contradicts that deliberately. You can't say that. So that can't just be an easy statement. No.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you feel regulations... Do you feel regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state?
No, they should not be. It's a big difference if you live out in the middle of nowhere or if you live in an HOA.
Okay,
thank you. You don't rent outsiders in your HOA.
Okay, thank you. Do you know how to swim, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you think every child should or should not learn to swim as a basic life skill?
Yes, they should.
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that Florida's public schools are on the right track or wrong track?
Well, Governor DeSantis is on the wrong track with the schools.
Okay, thank you. Please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers should have the right to strike for better wages and working conditions without legal or professional consequences. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree, and I've done it before.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Next, I will read to you two statements about Florida's school curriculum. After hearing each, please tell me which one comes closer to your opinion. The first one, public schools should just stick to traditional curriculum, only teaching reading, writing, and math. Second, public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and society into learning.
It's according to the level. It can't just be. It's, you know, high schools, yes. Elementary, no.
Okay. So which statement do you want me to
mark? I don't like the survey. Whoever designed this is not very good.
Okay. Okay, no problem.
They should say in high school. They should ask in high school or in elementary school.
Okay. In your community, thank you so much. In your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that is affordable to you? Yes or no?
No.
No, okay, thank you. Has anyone in your extended family or a friend ever faced housing insecurity or struggled to find affordable housing in Florida?
No.
No, thank you.
And
do you believe or not?
That.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you believe or not believe claims made by business owners in your community that they are having difficulty finding workers due to the lack of affordable housing in the area?
Do I believe that? Yes.
Yes, okay, thank you. Do you feel that local governments in Florida do or do not have a responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce housing? Yes, they do, or no, they do not.
Yes, if they want the workers, they may have to go back to the old-fashioned way of having, you know, they used to have actually companies would have their own housing for their workers.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Do you feel, or do you believe, I'm sorry, Florida's local governments should or should not take more decisive action at the local level through zoning, permit, and density adjustments or reforms to alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development of affordable housing? They should or they should not?
They should do what specifically? That's pretty lengthy.
Alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development of affordable housing.
Restrictions should not be relieved because then you'll have slumlords.
Okay, thank you. If an elected official at the local or state level strongly advocated for programs aimed at creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers such as firefighters, police, and teachers, how would that affect your vote? Will you be more likely to vote for them, less likely to vote for them, or you will have no impact on your voting decision?
It would have no impact on my voting
decision. Okay, thank you. Finally, there is a proposed amendment to the state constitution titled Requirement to Expand Medicaid Eligibility. It will require the state to provide Medicaid coverage to individuals over age 18 and under age 65 whose incomes are or below 138% of the federal poverty level and who meet other eligibility requirements. With no greater burdens placed on eligibility, enrollment, and benefits for these new individuals compared to other Medicaid beneficiaries. It will also direct the Agency for Healthcare Administration to implement the initiative by maximizing federal financial participation for newly eligible individuals. If you were voting today, will you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
Yes, because Medicaid is being cut left and right. A lot of people are suffering.
Okay, thank you so much. What is your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 4? I'm sorry?
69.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Do you consider yourself white, Caucasian? Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself Cuban American? Yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. Do you currently have a child enrolled in a Florida public school? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself female, male, or something else?
Female.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time and your kindness. You have a blessed evening.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.